Hi, folks. This is going to be a little bit different Friday wrap-up because we're talking about stuff that's so crucial it's not funny. There's a financial collapse coming, and I'm going to be walking you into it in the next few weeks. I don't want to just dump it on you, because if I dump it on you, it's going to scare you to death. I've got to confer with some people, and when I find out how we release this so that it's not going to scare you to death, how we can position it so that you can position yourself. And so we can position it so that you can see that that there are things that we can do that can mitigate this. But the most important thing I want you to understand is this has nothing to do with Donald Trump and anything that he's done that has caused this. This has been being brought on over decades of intentional financial collapse and positioning to create order out of chaos. So as I do this over the next several weeks, I'm going to be on this topic for quite a few weeks here. I need you to understand something. It's absolutely not Donald Trump's fault. When Donald Trump came into office, America was, for all practical purposes, dead on arrival, and he's reviving it. And so I need you to understand there's a lot of things going on, and a lot of people are saying, well, you know, we're losing confidence in Trump. This is huge. This is so big over so many years. Give the man time. I'm going to show you that he's doing everything that has to be done to save this nation. And then in turn, when we have this financial collapse, to help the entire world come out of it and prosper. So with that, we're going to go to the first slide, and I want to tell you about my new book. We tried to release this a few weeks ago, and then I just got the most catastrophic health issues popped on me that you can possibly imagine. So I'm going to the doctors practically every day, and we're going to get it fixed. And I got to tell you, if I'm going to alternative healthcare doctors, as I see progress made with me, then I'm going to share that with you. And I might even start endorsing a couple of these products if I find they truly work for me. If they work for me and the condition I'm in, they'll work for you. So anyway, to this book, we tried to release it a couple of weeks ago. I had all these shows lined up, and then I got sick and had to cancel everything. So it's out there, but it's almost been like a ghost because nobody knew about it because I had to cancel all the shows. So we're going to really officially re-release it on April the 15th, when I have some brand new shows coming up that I'm going to be doing that has huge audiences. But for right now, here it is. It's called Restoring the Republic. And I want to tell you, it relates to what we're talking about. It's basically the fight to restore the Republic. And what we need is an army of people that are informed and that are willing not to go to war, physical kinetic war, but are just willing to get informed so that they can have their voices to an army that pushes our legislators, that basically derives us in the direction we need to go. And we cannot have a nation that's divided. So this book is to teach you what made America great, the founding principles, the United States of America, with a constitution, with laws that have all been basically just degraded little by little by little. We've lost our free elections, and we've got laws that are passed not to help our nation, but to drive us into debt and into division. This book is going to clear all those cobwebs away, and it's going to tell you what you need to do as an American to stand up and fight to save this nation for yourself, for your children, for your grandchildren, for the future. And then once America is financially restored and morally restored and united again, we will help the rest of the world. We're truly the only hope for the entire world. Now you'll see on there, there's also some merchandise. So I've now got a hat. I've now got coffee cups. But I want to be very clear. If you want to buy some of that to support my channel, go ahead and do it. But that's not what I'm pushing. I'm just putting that out there because I think there are people who like to have things that represent that they're standing for something. But if you've only got a few dollars, don't worry about buying those things. Buy the book. I'm trying to recruit an army. As we start to take down the global financial elite, they're going to come at us in every way they can. And we need to be able to see through the lies, see through the deception, and stand united, prevent an internal war, prevent, you know, basically tearing America apart. If we have enough patriots who understand what's going on, we'll win this war, and we'll win it without civil war, and we'll win it without mass chaos. But you've got to know what's going on. You've got to be informed. You've got to know what you're fighting for. So please get this book, get informed. And all I'm asking you to do is just join the army of Americans who truly understand what's going on and stand for those principles and know what you need to vote for when you go to the polls so that you're informed. Because if you're not, you're really not in a position to help this nation, and we need you to help us. So let's go into this. This is going to be a little different Friday review because this topic is so important. I added slides. I took a bunch out, but I added some new ones because I really want to drive home a couple of very, very important issues. So today we're really only going to be talking about a small portion of this. We're going to talk about national security, sovereign borders, and honest elections. That's what we're going to be talking about. And I guess to a degree, shared values. But there's much, much more to that than what we're talking about today. This is kind of the primer to get you started. And then we're going to dig deep into all these subjects in the coming weeks. So let's go to the next slide. This is a new one that we didn't have. And what I want you to understand is that immigration is a form of warfare. It's a covert warfare. It's not kinetic bombs dropping. It's the effort to divide America at its core. And that's what made America great. We came from Europe, where every nation there had fought for decades and decades, and there was no unity whatsoever. There was this ethnic division of every kind. And we came together, all people who were immigrants, who didn't have any money, who had to unite and stand together if they were going to be able to be prosperous. And that made the most unique nation the world has ever seen. It made a group of people that stood united. So I'm going to read this part of this quote. Where people come, this America, where people come to put aside their differences and stand united as one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. We are anything but that now. But we have to become that again. And if you follow me on this journey, I'm going to teach you how we do that. So let's go on down to the next slide. And we're going to dig deeper into this immigration issue. So I want you to understand that immigration is a Trojan horse, just like back in history, just like what they did in old times. This is it. And here's what you need to understand about it. They tell you what they're going to do. It says the Council on Foreign Relations is the American branch of a society which originated where? In England. England is our mortal enemy, and believes what? That national borders should be obliterated and one world rule established, the one world government. That's from Dr. Carol Quigley, and he's a pretty important dude here. Why? Because he's a member of the CFR, which is supposed to be for us, but is actually against us. And catch this, he was a college mentor to a really important guy, Clinton. He was a mentor to Clinton, and it's all coming out he was the author of Tragedy and Hope. So this is coming right out of that book, right from his mouth. So the objective is to tear America apart from within. And Stalin said, if we can take away America's founding principles, its Christian values, its patriotism, its morality, it will collapse from within. Then you just add a dose of salt and pepper, which open borders by people who what? Who refuse to assimilate, who bring in other cultures and do everything they can to get politically involved, to demand rights that are only reserved for citizens, and to tear this nation apart from the inside out. We need to understand, we've got to support ICE, we've got to support Trump, we've got to get these people out, and we've got to reunite our people. And the only way we do that is if we can stand together, because we all understand the fight that we're in. That's why you need to buy my book, not because I'm trying to make money, because God has prepared me for 57 years to deliver this message to keep America from dying on the vine. Let's go on down, and we're going to learn more about immigration. Here we go, to the next slide. So I bet you most of you didn't know this. We think, oh, you know, America stood for immigration, so it's just okay, open those borders and just let millions of people come in, and it doesn't make any difference if they want to integrate. You know, they've got a human right to come here to America. No, they don't. Here's what we did. In 1924 to 1965, we were swamped with poor people, and the nation couldn't support the couldn't support them. We've got way more people coming in now. They're all demanding entitlements, and they're all demanding political power. And what else did we find? Oh, there were so many people coming that we couldn't assimilate them. That's the key word. And so our core values were shifting and undermining us. We shut immigration down completely from 1924 to 1965. Folks, that's what we need to do right now. We need to shut down immigration, no immigration whatsoever, and send as many back to the nations of origin as we can. That's the only way we're going to get the United States of America back again. Let's go on down to the next slide, and we're going to dig deeper into this immigration issue. You need to really, really understand that it is a covert war. It is designed. And so we're gonna look at two different classes of people that are coming in. Let's start with the Islams. And they tell you that when they do their protests, when they stand up, they tell you their goal is they want to dominate the world, just like the goal of the one world government. They want to suppress all of the world and inflict their financial interest on us, their values on us. And ultimately, when they get us completely under their thumb, they want to kill most of us. So then in that picture in the middle, here's what's happening all over the world. This is a picture from Europe. They clogged the streets and sat down for their prayers. And the heck with you guys. We don't care if you got to go to work or what you got to do. We are claiming the territory. And then in the United States, we've got people coming in from all over the world. People are coming in from the South that are coming from Mexico, from nations in Europe, from all of South America. And they, too, don't want to assimilate. When you see their protests, they're not waving the American flag and saying we're proud to be Americans. They're waving the flag from their nations, and they're demanding rights, and they're demanding political voice. But yet they came here illegally to begin with. And most of them haven't taken the time to learn to speak English, and they have values that in no way stand with the values that America was. So they're also an absolute army of incursion coming in to collapse this nation. So whether it's Europe or whether it's the United States, immigration, illegal immigration, is an absolutely powerful tool of insertion to collapse any nation, whether it's the nations of Europe or the United States of America. We cannot do without laws that protect us. Let's go to the next slide, and you're going to see another way in which they use illegal immigration to collapse us. And what they're saying is that they will take us over because they will outbirth us and they will outstrategize us. So look at the picture up above. That's a mosque. It costs millions of dollars. Isn't it beautiful? Wait a minute. These are poor refugees with no money. Where did they get the money? Saudi Arabia, Turkey, other Islamic nations are sending them the money, but it has strings, lots of strings. It's puppets. So they pay the imams and tell them what to say in order to radicalize the population. They have schools attached, and they define what their curriculum is, with the goal of radicalizing the population. And then those women, we have laws here that says you can only have one wife. And we have, 1.2 to 1.5 births per family, not even replacing what we have. And they have four wives, and each wife has two, three, four kids. So they're radically outbirthing us. And as they do that, they become the majority. And we know that the majority gets the megaphone and the majority rules. So one of the tools they're using is to simply replace us by taking the people that are in the country, that are natives, that have come here and assimilated, and basically replacing them with people who have totally different ideologies. And if you think I'm crazy, we need to read you that quote in the middle. Remember now, I'm one of the few people you can watch on this internet that God said, you know, I'm going to read my Bible. You got to read the Quran, because the time is going to come when you're going to find out there are mortal enemies. So here we go. We've passed the time of the holy days, and now it's time for them to, they're not a religion of peace. They're a religion of dominance. And it's time for them to exert that dominance. So it says, but when the sacred months are passed away, kill the infidels. That's us. Wherever you may find them, and kill them and besiege them and lay in wait for them in every place of observation. And You want to cut their heads off? That's what they're famous for. And if you go to the Bible, they're basically the pale horse in the Bible. That's the horse that comes to bring death upon the world. And remember, if you know anything about Islam, they believe in jihad and they want to enter in the 12th Iman. So now I got to stop. Look at that picture of the atomic bomb. You want to know why Trump is over in Iran? And people are now lambasting him saying, you said there'd never be another war. Wait a minute. Let's look at what a war is. Vietnam, almost 20 years. Then you go to 08 and the Arab Spring, and you see years and years for both of those wars. And Donald Trump is going to have this cleaned up and out the door within a matter of 2 or 3 months. He came on the other day and said, give me 2, 3, 4 weeks, and it'll be over. And then what's he doing? I mean, it's brilliant. He's saying, all right, now, world, you want oil? Here's what you do. I've cleared the path. The Strait of Yemen is basically ready for you to reclaim now, and I'm telling you, it will be reclaimed. So don't go panicking about your gas prices, because not only will the other nations of the world be forced to come in and open up the strait, but Iran can't indefinitely not ship oil, because it's really the only means of income they have. So just give Donald Trump a few more weeks and everything will return to normal. Guys, gas prices will go down, but the greatest enemy that America has been facing will have been neutered. And I want to tell you, it's not necessarily the people of Iran that are enemies. When I talk about that scripture up above, that really is defining the radical portion of Islam. But here's the problem. You don't know who's radical and who's not. And why is that? You would think you can see them by their actions. No, you got to go to the Quran. You got to read it. You got to know what it says. So it also goes on and says, it says the Quran says it is okay to lie to infidels. It says more than that. It says it's your duty to lie to us, to deceive us, so that when the time comes, you can besiege them in all their places of observation, because they weren't seeing you as an enemy. And you need to be, to do what? To behead those, behead them, kill them in any way, shape, and form you can. And you need to know, we fought a 1,400-year war, and every time they conquered a nation, what did they do? They gave you three options: surrender and become Islamic, or you pay a serfs fee, where you have to pay a tax of submission to Islam. And you have to wear a necklace of beads to show that you paid it, or you have to wear a gold star to show that you paid it. And that later became famous, because that was what Hitler put on the Jews before he sent them to the concentration camps. And then the third option, most people don't probably want that. That's where they chop your head off. So anyway, that's what we're up against. We're up against a mortal enemy that is willing to lie to you at every juncture, that is financed with millions and millions of dollars, and all that money goes to teach them to hate you. And what do they say? They say, you, I don't care if you're in Europe, if you're in America, and you're in any country, you do not owe allegiance to that country. You are there lying in wait to destroy that nation. You owe your allegiance only to Allah, only to Islam, only to Muhammad. You do not owe any allegiance. You are there to destroy those nations. We need to get that through our heads. So let's go on down and talk about, well, is there anything we can do? Yeah, there is. There's a lot of things we can do. First thing we got to do is wake up, which is what I'm trying to do. And then now finally, Europe, I think it may be too late, but they're standing up and they're looking at doing some things that are kind of what Donald Trump's been doing. They're looking at passing Donald Trump like immigration rules and kicking the people out of the country. And they're also looking at doing what he's talking about, saying that we will not allow any Sharia law in this country at all. Now, it's not a full legal system, but it wants to become a full legal system. And when it does, the things that they will oppose, women will have zero rights. You're going to have to wear a burqa. If you should commit adultery, they will chop your head off or whatever they want to do. But the man can go out and lollygag around with as many women as he wants, and it's okay. So if you want to lose all of your rights, just be silent. That's all you got to do. You don't have to do anything except just shut up and stand in ignorance. And we can't allow you to do that. You've got to wake up. And then let's go over to the other side. And the Supreme Court's getting involved. And what are they saying? The Supreme Court is saying that if you hold dual citizenship, What's the Bible say? You cannot serve two masters. It says, therefore, you cannot be in political position in the United States of America. Wave goodbye to Omar. Basically, we need to do that. And there's much more we can do. And in the coming weeks, we're going to break it down. Now, I really want to support Donald Trump. I want people to know what he's doing. So let's go to the next slide. And we're going to bridge into elections. And here's what we've seen. Election interference. And none of the things on this page have been addressed in any way, any shape, or any form by the government, by the leaders that preceded Donald Trump. But he's addressing each and every one of these. He made promises. He's the first president of my lifetime that has kept them and even gone beyond the promises he made. So he talked about our economy, the national debt, the cost of living. He's getting it all under control. And don't you go lambasting him because the cost of living is still high. It takes time to change things to get us out from under the $38 trillion debt that we have. The State of the Union, he's addressing it. He's looking at who our enemies are. And the two principal, there's three principal enemies. There's basically the European Union headed by England, who controls the bank, the World Bank, and he who controls money controls the world. Then there's their most recent puppet, China, and then there's Iran. We need to know in detail what it is that each one of those nations are doing to bring America down. Stay with me, come back, and we will talk about it as we go on. And then we just talked about borders and how they are a threat to national security. And Trump says, security is job number one. If you don't have a border, if you don't have security, you don't have a nation to be sovereign over. So then he talks about the surge in crime. Go watch some of the videos on Europe, and you'll find out that in Europe, Europeans are afraid to go out on the streets because of the violence that is inflicted upon them by the radical Islamic community. Just go do some homework. And then we go to division, and we go to identity politics and how the politicians jump in here and make sure that they divide us, because a nation divided cannot stand. They want to bring chaos. And then we go to the abortion issue, which comes to the heart of our religious values. And then we go to censorship. And if you don't know the truth, if you don't know your First Amendment rights, if you don't know what America was founded on, how can you have a voice that can in any way help this nation? You need to get informed. And then why gun confiscation, the Second Amendment? Because our founders knew that they were under absolute suppression by the governments of Europe. And the time might come, just like right now, that we may need to defend our nation with more than just words, but with guns. And so we have to stand there trying to do everything to make us so that we'll say, oh, you know what, maybe we need to take those guns away. So all those mass shootings you see, those are all orchestrated in order to drive that narrative home, which is nothing but a lie. And the Green New Deal, we're going to touch on it briefly. It is another one of those things that's designed to financially collapse us. $93 trillion of the most inefficient energy solutions the world has ever seen. We're going to talk about that in detail in the coming weeks. And then foreign policy. We got to look at China and Russia and Iran, and we've got to focus on understanding the cheese moved. The world's not the way it used to be. United States is not and will not be the sole superpower of the world. We're going to have to share the world financially and politically and militarily with the rest of the world. That means America's got a lot of adjustments to do. You need to come here and find out what those adjustments are. And then healthcare. I mean, I just came from the doctor. I have some of the best healthcare insurance in the world. Can't use a bit of it. You know why? Because none of it has helped me. My health has just degraded and degraded and degraded. So now I'm looking at going out of pocket and going to alternative healthcare, where I honestly believe I'll be able to get some help for the problems that I have. And as I do, I'm going to share that knowledge with you. And I may actually start supporting some products that I will endorse for you. Anyway, let's go on down, and we're going to see how they've divided us every chance they get in every way they can. So we have factions within our government. And our founding fathers said the death of the United States of America would come in the two-party system, because they can rig it. They can have rhinos. They can control it. So we need to have at least three political parties. And right now, how have they created that division within those two parties? Well, let's see. We got AOC over there, and she is a mouthpiece for the socialist, and she's always tearing apart America and slamming it and dividing it. And then we got Nancy. She is one of those, what I call Democrats, who are nothing but socialist. And then you got Omar, and she's a socialist. She's a radical. She's Islamic. She hates America, and everything she does is to break us down. And then down below, you got Bernie Sanders, and he proudly proclaims, "I'm a socialist. I'm against capitalism." Then we got Mondami, and he's got Islamic roots, as far as I know it, and he's a socialist. And boy, has he been sent to do what? New York, kiss yourself goodbye. He's there to drive you into absolute financial collapse. The goal is order out of chaos, division, and financial collapse. And you cannot look at China or Russia or India or any nation in the world and say, "Ah, it's their fault." Nope. There's a global financial puppet system that controls the world, that controls the financial banking system, and therefore through that controls all the spheres of influence and controls border immigration and controls elections and controls our laws and controls everything. And they are committed to one thing, mass genocide, reducing the global population to 500 million or maybe up to a million. Let's go on down, and I'm going to show you what you're going to inherit if you don't listen to me and do what you need to do. This is what already exists in China. This is what's talked about in the Bible. This is what kills humanity. This is what commits the mass genocide. They got 5G everywhere, and all they have to do is crank those towers up, and you will see millions upon people in China just drop like that, because they're going to radiate you and kill you. And then they've got what? Facial recognition. Everywhere you go, they know where you are and what you're doing. And then they track you every instant of your life through the internet. And anything you say is monitored. And if you speak one word against the CCP, the next thing you know, you are on the blacklist and you can't hold a job. You can't stay in a house. You can't buy anything. You're literally ostracized from society. And the beast system has just eaten you alive. And let's go on down. And then what happens? That determines what you can buy and what you can sell, which is nothing, which means they've just issued you a death certificate. And let's go on. And they impose restrictions on travel, on employment, on home ownership, and more. And so, in other words, they just bought you a coffin. And then they go to do what? They spend credits. If you're not quite, you know, to where they want to kill you, they just say, you know, you're never going to own anything, but you're going to be happy. Well, no, you're going to be miserable. So they give you this pittance of money, and then they say, oh, 30 days is up, and you didn't spend it. So there were just credits. We're taking them back. So you're never going to save money to buy a house. You're never going to be able to get out of the rat race. You are going to be on a treadmill for the rest of your life, depending on the government that is committed to killing you. Is that what you want? If that's not what you want, then you better darn well find out what you need to know to save this country and to save this world. We are now at a critical point where we're either going to die and we're going to be miserable as we do it, or we're going to stand up and get a degree of freedom that we never even imagined could exist. Let's go on now, and we'll talk about what you can do if you'll stand up. The fight to save the free world is right before you. They inflict us with fiat currency that causes inflation, deflation, wage suppression, stock market manipulation, boom bust cycles, national and consumer debt, poverty and division, and global conflict. That's been our reality for the entirety of my life. Now, on the other side, we can have a new currency, a different currency, God's currency, based on commodities that cannot be manipulated because they represent the very essentials of life and because they have value inherent in them. And if we go to that system, which is what Donald Trump is trying to impose, here's what you get. It provides privacy. It provides transparency. What's that mean? It means they're not going to be able to come in money laundering. They're not going to be able to do human trafficking. They're not going to be able to do drug trafficking. They're not going to be able to come in and manipulate your elections, because we have safeguards. We have blockchain technology that knows everything that happens and tracks it, and it's there for everybody to see. And that basically, we can prevent election tampering, so we get back honest elections, so the people that you vote are not coming in having been found, financed, placed, and put in office, even if it required election theft, in order to do what? To basically drive the American people in subjugation. You'll have people who stood up and stood for office in order to pass laws that benefited the people of the United States. And as you follow me through this, you'll find out that most of the laws that are on the books, over 2,700 of them, we can wipe them out and start over. They're illegal at the very core. And then we go on down. Transactions are digitized, fractionalized, and settled in seconds for pennies. That changes the whole economic system of the world. This is what you want. If we stand by and do nothing, you're going to get the stuff from that last slide, and you're going to be slaves, and most of us are going to be dead. So I don't know how to emphasize this strong enough. This is the final battle. This is what Sun Tzu said is happens when you're in the final battle, when you're in the throes of death, the last battle. If whoever wins this takes all the chips home. Let's go down to the next slide, and we're going to talk about this is not just something to name. This is not just some socialist radical, as you see in that picture, standing up and saying, oh, I'm a bleeding heart, and I'm going to help the world because I'm going to give them clean energy. Let me tell you, I got shows that I've done. There's 17 points to their Agenda 20 and Agenda 30 that say they're going to give us zero carbon emission. Wait a minute, stop. Let's stop and think. Those windmills, they kill fish, they kill birds. Those solar panels, they consume the silver that we need, and they're grossly inefficient. And when they've created what little energy they do at an astronomical cost, they connect to the grid and say they produced 30% efficiency. They can lose up to 60% of that when they transmit that energy through the lines to the ultimate destination, your home. So that is a system to further drive us into division, to collapse us economically, and to basically kill this planet. So we're going to be talking about that in detail. What we're going to do is we're shifting gears. For the last year and a half, I've given you history, a drip at a time, a little bit, a little bit, a little bit, a little bit. Now we're talking about problem, solution, problem, solution. So in this, there's your solution. 5,915 suppressed patents that will give us free energy, that will truly give us a carbon-free planet, that will truly give us all the water we need to solve what is really the number one problem in the world, which is a catastrophic shortage of water that is going to lead to famine, which will lead to plague, which will lead to massive death. That's what they want. That's what's predicted in the Bible. That's what we can avert if we wake up and we release the energy. And Donald Trump has already passed the piece of legislation that's required to do it. It's called the Chevron decision, and it means that we can dip into those 5,915 patents that he says are all workable. They're all already debugged. All we got to do is scale them up. And so with that and with the other new technologies that are coming, we have a chance to save the world, to create a level of efficiency, to basically get in unity with the planet, stop killing it. And just like I'm going out and doing things to secure my health, we can heal the planet. It's living. It breathes just like you and I do, and we're killing it. Let's go on down. And here's the outcome. This is what you can get if you stand up. Otherwise, I already showed you what you're going to get. This is what Donald Trump is delivering to the world. This is the only nation in the world that can deliver this. There's not another nation in the world that can, when this is all done and settled in the dust cells, we can do all these things. We can give freedom to the world. We can end the division. Well, so basically, we can unite the world, stand together with informed knowledge, a diverse, innovative economy that's not just dependent on one or two things like oil, but has a plethora of technology, all those technologies designed to increase productivity, to give you a better standard of living, to clean the environment, to help the world. Donald Trump is initiating all those initiatives. Energy and food independence. I mean, if they control energy and they control food and they control water, they control all the necessities of life. So therefore, you just might as well get your handcuffs out and submit and say, I surrender. Nope, that's not what's going to happen. Demographics, as it relates to GDP, we have one of the youngest demographics in the world. I think we're only surpassed by Africa, and that means basically a labor force that you need in order to be an industrial leader. And then we have something that's absolutely critical. We are the global language of the world, and we have global reach. No other nation can claim those two things. And we have, as you've seen in the last few weeks, it's what's happened in Iran. We have undisputedly the strongest military in the world. And what does Donald Trump say? If you ain't got security, you ain't got a nation. And then the last one, humanitarian outreach. So America, following the Civil War, coming out of a bankruptcy in 34 years, became the wealthiest nation in the world and shared the technology of the Industrial Revolution. That's what we're going to do again. When we get those 5,915 patents, when we get that $18 trillion, when we build those new factories, when we become once again the innovators of the world, and when we share it with the rest of the world, the financial standing of the world all elevates. We've wiped out the middle class, and instead what we're going to do is wipe out the lower class, and we're going to create a massive middle class that will drive the direction of the nation and the world. Wake up. Donald Trump is ordained by God, and he has a plan. He's a master chess player. And if we'll just shut up and stop bad-mouthing, you'll find that America is going to lead the world into a future the likes of which you cannot even imagine. In my mind, it's almost like going back to the Garden of Eden. Let's wrap this up. So we go back. You follow me for the next several weeks. We're going to go into every one of these things in detail, and you're going to find out how, if you'll get up and you'll get armed and you'll get informed, you can say at the end of your days, I helped save America. I helped save the world. I helped save a future for my children and for the world. Or you can sit on your butt and remain blind to the truth, and whatever happens, I don't feel sorry for you. So basically, they're your options, folks. We're going to go through problem, solution, problem, solution, problem, solution, until you're informed to stand up and join the fight and save this world. Let's go down to the last and final slide, and we're done for the day. There's my book. I've told you why you need it. I'm going to keep telling you why you need it. It is ordained by God. It's based on 57 years of informed knowledge coming to me from God, and massive, massive, massive amounts of research, and a unique gift that God gave me with a photographic memory. So what he told me I would do at this time is I would be able to pour out all that information at one time. And what it would do, it was to inform the people. So basically, an informed population can do what? The truth will open your eyes, and that will set you free. So this is the medical solution, the economic solution, the spiritual solution, the godly solution for saving America and saving the world. You need to buy this book. You need to study it. I need to tell you, you don't have time to come back and watch me every week for the next 52 weeks. By the time we end this year, this is done. We will have either won or we will have lost. We're on death ground. This is a final battle. And if you want to have an America that your children can go up in, you need to be informed. That is one of the principles of a republic. A republic requires an informed population that knows the truth, that is willing to take action, and that is willing to vote for those things that are the benefit of all mankind, not selfish. And when you do that, you can change this nation and you can change the world. So I know I'm sounding like I'm pushing. I've never done that. I've usually got a quiet little voice, but I'm telling you, this is the last chance, folks. You need. You need to stand up. You need to get informed. You need to save this nation. You need to save the world. I'll see you next week.